Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ori.
Ori, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ori for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ori from downtown.
Show number two. It's the Shoot Around. Big Shot Bob podcast. B-Dog Brandon Harper. Rob Jenners. Of course, seven-time NBA champion. Not a celebrator of Valentine's Day. Robert Ori. If you ever have something for the Shoot Around, this is all the stuff we didn't get to on the Bigger Tuesday show. Leftover topics, questions from listeners, all that stuff. You can always send it to us at Big Shot Bob Pod pretty much everywhere. I did have a bunch of people send me the Obi Toppin dunk fail this week. Did you happen to see that?
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
This was Obi Toppin against his former team, the Knicks. Pokes away a steal at midcourt, runs down the floor, and instead of just clean dunk, walk away, Obi Toppin tries to go under the leg and over for the dunk, and he bricks the freaking dunk. Yeah, here's the audio.
Burks off the bench, led the Knicks with 27 points. Toppin blows the slam dunk attempt.
Take a look at Toppin's style in it. Profiling, coming up short.
If you have a chance to Google Obi Toppin dunk fail and watch that real quick.
I just watched
it. Dude, he bricks that thing hard. Showboating, man.
We call that when you used to say, oh, he hung himself because he went up and caught that rim and almost broke his back. So,
So I guess my question is, have you ever failed trying to be a hot shot on the court or in life in general?
Well, I only the one time I was trying to impress this girl.
It's always a girl, man.
Yeah, always. And I fell in the mud, and I was like, so we're outside her house. We was outside with her brother, and I was trying to impress her. I'm not gonna call her name out because she don't even know her story. But I was trying to do this certain stunt on my bike, and I fell face first in the mud. And then it started raining. So everybody was in the house. I was outside in the rain like this looking. So I just got on my bike and went home.
Yeah. It's about that time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it was a sheepishly right away.
I never went back to the house again because I was so embarrassed. And I was like, oh, crap. My boys was laughing at me. I think I stayed in the house for like 3 days.
I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, we were playing baseball outside in our neighborhood. And there was a really cute girl that lived like two streets over, and her and her friends had come over and just were hanging out, and we were goofing off and we were playing baseball. So I was like, I had a decent swing. I was like, I'm going to show off. I'm going to see if I can pop one of these things over the wall, the back of the cul-de-sac. And I swung out of my shoes. Not only did I miss, but I threw the bat behind me.
Ooh.
And it cracks a window on our neighbor's house. And this girl's mom tore out of her house, reamed me a new asshole, and dragged me home in front of everybody to tell my mom that we had to pay for a window. I threw that bat like a frisbee, man. I think it came, shoo, and it just went flying. I swung out of my shoes trying to impress this girl and looked like a complete jackass doing it. But
it gets you in trouble.
Man,
girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble.
Every time, man. question came in from Derek. I saw this. I didn't bring this up on the Tuesday show, but I did see this.
Yeah.
Rob, who was to blame in the Duncan Robinson, Jaylen Brown dust-up the other night? I thought Robinson was hanging on for dear life, but Jaylen could have seriously hurt him. What happens
nasty
when guys try to play actual defense? Let me play you some audio first, because I went back and looked this up. I didn't even see this. So you're going to hear the audio of the play. Then you're going to hear Duncan, and then you're going to hear Jaylen talking about it after the fact.
And he might have tweaked his ankle in the process. That's going to be a technical foul. on Jaylen Brown.
Brown and Robinson tangled up, and Brown felt like Robinson was latching on for too long.
Oh, that was going to hurt.
Yeah, man, I just thought it was a dirty play, to be honest with you. You know, that's how people miss entire seasons.
At the end of the day, you got to protect and own your space. I feel like Duncan Robinson knew what he was doing there, trying to get tangled up and trying to draw whatever. I don't know what he was trying to do, but I bet you he won't do it again.
So Duncan and Jaylen at the end too. Is that what is that about though? Is that, I mean, is that him? To me, that screamed like Duncan Robinson hanging on for dear life, trying to D him up. But the push at the end was a little ugly for Jaylen.
I think at the end of the day, it was one of those awkward situations that just happens, because every NBA player now, they throw their hands up and they flail like he did, but Duncan just happened to be holding on, and when he did it, his arm was in a bad position. So I just think it was just one of those plays that just a freak accident. I don't think it'll happen again, because I'm sure Duncan Robinson's not going to hold on,
right?
And I'm sure Jaylen's not going to, you know, throw his arms like up like that. But it's just a freak accident to me, I think. But it could have, it looked nasty as heck. I thought he had hyperextended his elbow or something.
It looked like the way he kind of like threw him. It looked like his whole arm, Robinson's like whole arm went backwards.
Yeah.
That was kind of ugly.
I was looking at that elbow. That elbow was kind of.
Do you ever have a guy that just did that to you and just hung on for dear life trying to play crappy defense? Because to me, that screamed crappy defense.
But no, because, you know, usually you just elbow a guy and then he'll get you off. Get off me. You know, you usually just swipe back. It depends on how they're holding you, and you don't really, you know, do that situation. So it's hard to talk about that one because it's just so weird. You know?
It happened fast.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was this. And then they got back into it too after the play. They shot the, Robinson got the two free throws. I think they called Jaylen for flagrant one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got back chirpy again after the play during the free throws and stuff. So they were just on each other. I do like Jaylen though. He ain't going to do it again.
Exactly.
Wouldn't let that happen to me.
I would never expect Jaylen to say that, because he's such a, you know, mild mannered guy.
He really is. He really is. Wouldn't let that shit happen to me though.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Question from Kevin. I don't care how many game-winning shots Steph Curry hits, because he did hit one again the other night.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to admit that the Warriors dynasty is over? Klay has been terrible. Draymond hasn't helped. When will the media get away from showing them so much love?
First of all,
that's from Kevin.
Klay hasn't been terrible. I was just looking at Klay's numbers this morning. They're not Klay normal numbers, but he's not been terrible. He's still one of the best shooters to play. He just doesn't have any plays run for him. He can't move as great as he used to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's weird when we have these superstars and they playing at such an elite level, when they come back down to earth where everybody else is, we think they've lost a step. They still just as good as everybody else. They're just not better than him anymore.
So
I feel like I think the dynasty has been over to me, you know, but who knows? You never can count out Steph.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm not saying that it's fair, because everybody that goes up has to come back down. You know, that's just that's just law. That's just gravity, everything when it comes to that. But that's also, on the flip side of that, that's also the price you pay when you're great. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've been great and you've done something well for so long, and you've looked a certain way for so long, and the praise that you get for being that, well, as you come back down, as natural as it is, you're going to see a difference. And that's just been the nature of sports for forever.
Oh, and people love to throw rocks at you on the way down.
Okay.
I told you he wasn't great.
I'm like, dude, I had ACL tear, Achilles tear.
Yeah.
And people talk about he didn't have one of the two most horrific injuries a basketball player can have. You know, this your lower body is so important in getting up and down that court. Yeah. And I just look at his play. His play is still better than half the league. You know what I'm saying? But it's not as elite as it was.
Yeah. And when I saw them here in Atlanta, it hurt a little bit because the way that he looked, like he had two air balls, two bad air balls. He just looked like, you know, obviously because you just talked about the lower leg injuries. Mm. He just didn't look like he had a lot of lift. He just didn't. And that's why a lot of his shots weren't falling. He didn't look good.
He truly needs load management. I don't think he should play on back to backs. I don't think he should play, you know, because his body can't take it, I don't think. Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing too. Before we start nailing the dynasty shut, they did win in 2022.
I know it, right?
It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like five, 6 years ago they won, and we're like, oh, it's it, it's over. Now they haven't. They're a 500 team. So they're not playing very good this year. But if I'm not mistaken, weren't they a lower seed the year they won and worked their way back up through? I can't remember in 22, but I feel like they came in without a lot of fanfare.
Yeah.
And still found a way to get it done. So, you know, I'm kind of with you, Rob. I'm like, by no means do you want to crap on a guy, but you can't count Steph Curry out, man. He finds a way to get teams elevated, and when he shows up when he needs to, and he'll still hit game winners, he'll still make them count. He's still playing pretty well, so.
They're putting up 60.
Yeah, you can't just hang that up and go, you know, and does it look like what it used to look like? Of course not. Of course not. And all those teams, like we talked about on the Tuesday show with dynasties, all of those teams are going to change. And like Harp said, when you're on your way down and you're not performing at the level that you used to perform, and yeah, are you going to win 71 games? No, you're not going to have that season ever again. You're just not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you could still get it done. They got it done 2 years ago.
Yeah, they were the 3 seed in 2022.
Oh, they were? Okay. Well, I can't remember. There was a year they were a lower seed than I expect them to be and got it done. But NBA All-Star Weekend, by the way, is this weekend in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The show airs Friday, so we'll be in the middle of Rising Stars game tonight, then All-Star Saturday night, and then the All-Star game on Sunday. We've talked about your experiences not going to All-Star games and all that stuff, but I guess here was my question about that. What city is the best city to host an NBA All-Star game? Like, if you had to pick, because I bring this up because apparently Vegas was like a blowout winner for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because not only is it Vegas, but everything's walkable. Like, everything's close. And like, the All-Star game's in Indianapolis. I mean, I'm sure they do a good job. They've hosted a bunch of Super Bowls there. Apparently the city's very nice. I've never been to Indy. But there's no real sex appeal to Indianapolis.
If they put us back on the schedule, it would be Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's got – here's my only hang-up with the city, and I love the city I live in. You can't get nowhere in the city, man. Mm-mm. The joke in Atlanta is Atlanta is an hour from Atlanta. So it's like you can't go anywhere. But, and when there's
and it's so
big
hard
events,
to get
it's like
to your
gridlock.
Arena, too.
Yeah. Unless you're staying downtown. Yeah, you have to stay, like, in the downtown area. Now, if you're downtown, there's a lot of stuff that's walkable. I mean, you got the College Football Hall of Fame down there and, you know, Centennial Park, and there's tons of stuff to do. But if you're anywhere outside of the downtown area, you got to MARTA or drive. And it's just crazy.
I've been to a few All-Stars, and I'm about to say something that's going to be shocking. But out of all the All-Stars I've been to, Phoenix was probably my favorite.
I heard a lot of good things about Phoenix.
Okay.
Because
is there a lot of walkable stuff? Is it?
No, it's just you can get everywhere quickly. The city is clean, and they got a lot of hotels. They
That's
got a
they
lot
say
of
about
different
Indy.
Convention
They say
centers.
The same thing about Indianapolis. Yeah. Just a very clean city, very easy city. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that, and then, of course, L.A. is a great place because everybody wants to come to L.A.
You're
and
talking
Vegas
about an
was,
hour away from L.A., an hour away from itself. They say L.A., you can't get nowhere.
Yeah,
but in Vegas was a shit show for All-Star.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Don't do that again. It was just everybody
sure
and their mama wanted to come because it was just a shit show. So, no, not
Vegas.
You know, All-Star brings out a different type of individual for All-Star, the way it used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a little different. So
I always chuckle to people who are like, Miami. Oh, Miami. The people who say that have never been to Miami. Because the arena is down on Biscayne Bay, which is beautiful. But if you walk four blocks in, you don't want to go that way. Like there's streets of downtown Miami that you're just like, okay, can we get in a car right now, please, quickly, immediately, call an Uber? because and everyone, oh, South Beach. Yeah, but South Beach ain't by the arena. That's an Uber ride, a good one too.
Right.
I mean, you got to go. And again, South Beach is the same way. There's like 2-3 blocks of South Beach that are hot and happening. And the further inland you kind of go, you're like, well, shit, can we go back to the water? Because I don't want to, I do not want to be out here. So I think Miami gets a little overrated with these like Super Bowl weekends. And by the way, the stadium, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, isn't anywhere near actual Miami. It's more on the border of like Fort Lauderdale and North Miami. There ain't nothing close to where that stadium is.
Mm.
So yeah, Miami gets a little
hot. I had a good time in Minnesota too, believe it or not, but that was because I was, you know, I was, of all the other activities going on at Prince's house and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, you're going to hang out with Prince. Yeah, you know, go ahead and drop that name casually.
Another good city, because it's small enough. I mean, it's not a big city, but it's not a small city. When they had the All-Star game in 2018, what was that, 2018? I think it was the 2018, 2019 when they had it in Charlotte. Charlotte was a cool city. The Queen City was a decent city to have it in. Wasn't crazy traffic. It's a big enough city. It's not Atlanta, but it's not a really small city either.
Yeah, it's not Memphis.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it was right there in the middle where you could get to places. Everything was in the vicinity. The stadium's right there across the street. They had all the activities and everything. It was cool.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard Charlotte's fun. I've heard Charlotte's fun city.
Yeah, Charlotte. I love Charlotte. I almost moved to Charlotte when I first got in the NBA. I was going to live in Charlotte just to be closer to my pops. But
well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but fell in love with H-Town.
There you go.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, question from Dan. I promise I'm going to sort of bring this around to basketball. That's a long road on this question. I love it. If your friend breaks up with a girl, are you obligated to unfriend or unfollow her on social media? Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen have unfollowed each other on social, which means it's either a publicity stunt or they're over. What is the protocol on how you handle this?
Oh.
This is like an age-old man's debate. How do you handle the ex?
This is a question for B, because he's this generation of social media. For me, I'm like, I ain't following your ass in the first place.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Unless we marry.
I know. Usually, if the girl that my homeboy started dating was a friend of mine already. Mm-hmm. Then that's different. Like if I'm already follow, because I could already be following her, and y'all could break up, and I still may not unfollow her because we were already friends, or based off the reason in which you all broke up can determine whether or not, hey, what our relationship looks like. But usually, if it's somebody new and you're dating her, I won't follow her.
Yeah,
I won't. I mean, I'll know. I'll speak to her and I'll say hi, but I won't follow her anyway. So there's no need for me to, unfollow.
If Candace and I broke up, there's about 15 people on my Instagram I would delete immediately.
Oh, okay. Because they're like,
yeah, I get that.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is so let's take it out of the social media context.
Mm-hmm.
What's the protocol when you break up? Like, do you have to split the friend group up? Is it you know, you force people to pick sides and shit? Because I'm the same way. Like, I'm not getting divorced anytime soon. But if my wife and I were ever to get divorced, there'd be problems. Like, I got friends through her. She's got friends through me. We all got radio friends who both work in radio. And I'm like, man, this sucks.
Hey,
works here. She's down the hall. Like, I got problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my first divorce, it was certain restaurants I wouldn't go to in Houston because I know my wife loved them. And I wouldn't go there just because I didn't want to run into her. And there's certain restaurants I started going to because I know she hated them. So it's just like, this is what you do. You know,
you just try to take the best path away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All
right. Interesting. That's an interesting question, though.
Yeah. It's all boys. Like, we had a couple of friends, too, that I stopped being friends with because we just became associates. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd be like, hey, how you doing? I stopped calling people. But it's hard when you break up with people because, and you've been together for a long time, because you really have to say, okay, these are my friends, these are your friends. They integrated, but then are they really friends now? And so
yeah, it's and then, you, then it's yeah. like the question becomes like, what friends are coming around to spy on you for the other person? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, who's your real friend? Who's just kind of, oh, I saw Rob and he's out drinking. Oh, no, it's getting out of control. You know what I mean? So, you know, I tell you who is drinking is Michael Jordan today. He's having a drink or two now that his kid and Larsa Pippen ain't dating no more. Michael Jordan did.
Yeah, some coro, like, tears to you.
Yeah, God bless Michael Jordan, like he needed an excuse. But all right, last questions came from Russ. I am with you guys about being a little burned out on the MCU, but please tell me you're as excited as I am to see Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds team up for Deadpool and Wolverine. The trailer during the Super Bowl was dope.
I saw it myself. It did look good.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I'm excited.
I just like the Deadpool stuff, man.
Yeah, I just do. I do too. I like Ryan Reynolds. Who doesn't love Ryan Reynolds outside of that other one he did that was kind of a flop? But the weird thing is,
Green
I
Lantern.
Like,
he did Green Lantern. That was terrible.
You know what's funny? I like Green Lantern. And people look at me.
Get
you like
the hell
Green
out
Lantern?
Of here with that?
I'm like, yeah, but
terrible movie.
Did you like him in Blade?
Yeah, oh, that's right. He was in the third Blade movie. Yep. That's right. Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ryan, that was early in Ryan's career when he mm-hmm. wasn't the star yet.
Right.
You know, he was kind of the ancillary character trying to make his way. But I remember when they started making the Deadpool stuff. I think it was Fox or somebody. They had filmed like a bunch of demo stuff for Deadpool and they shot it down. Fox was like, we're never making this, it's never going to happen. So mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds leaks all of the demo stuff they shot for Deadpool on social. And the video starts making the rounds of Deadpool coming off the bridge and beating the shit out of those guys in the SUV and it flipping over and stuff. And made that whole and leaked the whole thing online. Well, next thing you know, it gets so much popularity. Fox picks it up and they're like, all right, we're good. We'll make it. We'll make it now. So,
and now you got probably one of the best MCUs ever.
Dude, I can't wait to see him and Hugh Jackman.
Me too.
Tear it up in that movie because they're going to, that movie, like, he's relentless on Hugh Jackman already in the Deadpool movies. he's relentless.
Just the fact that he's getting Wolverine in the original costume.
Yes,
is cool.
In the yellow and the blue with the gloves and the whole thing mm-hmm. and get the mask. I mean, yeah, I'm ready for it, man. Bring it.
Yeah.
It could too. Save the MCU from it. Really cool.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.